Air travelers in Atlanta spent an average of $361 for plane tickets at the end of 2012, according to the U.S. Bureau of Transportation Statistics. Rick Cini, the CEO of FareCompare.com, says that's down nearly 5% from the previous year.
Part of it has to do with Southwest and AirTran's merger and having a little more focus on Atlanta. Certainly that helps a little bit. Also, last year was the highest we've ever seen airfare at the end of last year, so they didn't have much higher to go.
Fares at Hartsfield are nearly $15 below the national average. However, Cini says the Bureau's data for all airports is a little skewed because it's only based on fares and doesn't count factors like baggage fees. He also says travelers across the nation shouldn't expect to see too much extra space during their flights.
5 years ago, airlines were perfectly happy, you know, having their planes two-thirds full. Now they have to be completely full, especially at $92 a barrel oil. So it's a completely different environment for airlines.
The highest airfare is found in Huntsville, Alabama, where the average cost came in at $544. John Lawrence, WABE News.